my wife's boss went to 94 and 95 in Highgate, Vermont, and so he wanted the copy. And I haven't listened to him in a long time. I listened to 94 first. I was like, God, it wasn't bad.
Then I listened, there's good shows.
Then I listened to 95. I was like, oh, my God.
Even 95, there's some good shows. I mean,
that was the first time.
He managed to uncork some decent stuff right up to the bitter end. That was he just got increasingly
he did Rolling and Tumbling into...
that's like from Washington, D.C. or somewhere?
No, at Highgate. They did Rolling and Tumbling into...
those Highgate shows got horrible.
Just Can't Get Enough or something. I forget what it was called. But it was... And he was just mumbling through it. And he's gone. Phil sang almost the whole thing.
Ironically enough...
My last dead show was Shoreline, June 6th of 95, and they actually played pretty good the first two nights. Jerry did a good stand-up, I did a good stand-up, and they were decent shows. Not ones I'm going to remember as the best I ever saw, but decent enough. But the last show I seen,
Jerry was just like, M.I.A.
Oh, we went to Highgate, we said he ought to take a break right now. He's going to die soon.
Well, that was why when the, I got tickets to the Blockbuster.
Yeah.
It.
We went to Albany. The next shows after Highgate were Albany, and my wife and I had like front seats and pretty good, nice seats. And I have never, ever left and gone up in the hall and walked around. And that show, I said, I can't stand looking at Jerry. He was standing there like this, playing, and he'd go like this and hit his head on the microphone. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, well, they did a nice. Day that Jerry basically didn't say.
I've been seeing him play for 30 years, and Jerry
took a thing seriously wrong in 94.
So when he finally got a glass
of pipe, right during the deal, and the whole time where he usually is going off and fiddling his amp. The old boy again.
Phil sang He's Gone in Highgate. Almost the whole song. I was like, he knew something was horribly wrong, you know.
I still thought he was going to pull us in the butt, but
I thought if they just took a break right then at Highgate and left, they might have been okay. But after that,
yeah, he just got his health there too much.
They got those death threats.
From what I heard, when Jerry finally did get into rehab and got sobered up again, distressed to find out how bad a physical shape he was in.
Using part of his way to mask his other deterioration in his health.
That's good reason.
A friend of mine's brother works on the sheriff's department up in the area where the place where he rehabbed at the very end where he died. And they said when they came to his room, he wasn't there. And they found him outside the place and brought him back in and put him in his room. And he had gone out and met somebody and gotten some drugs and died. Supposedly. And this guy's in the sheriff's department. I don't know. Either way,
the story
I
heard that he was clean, but he just died of heart failure. But I heard that he did use between beds and then.
That was a Mardi Gras show. And I come back out in the hall, and this guy walks by me. Like, this guy was just like Bob Dylan, with top hat and tail. So he like walks by me and kind of rubs by me. And I go, you look just like a young Bob Dylan. And he smiles at me really big.
Place in Devore, California. Rehab is going to come back. I expected another comeback.
I just told him that.
He's on stage.
Oh, well.
For like 83, really,
end of 83 through all of 84.
Yep.
84, he looked absolutely awful.
I have a picture of him in 85. That was 84 at Columbia Meriwether Post, and he's coming up from the Alpha stage, and I was hanging over the edge of the back, and I'm taking a picture of him. He's got a red T-shirt on, and he goes like this. Yeah, he was just like,
looking haggard. I know.
Like there, his bike is there. It's the same bike that ran my foot over. I'm like,
they're practicing.
Yeah, you can hear him. I'm.
Got run over by Bob. It was a chance. My herb is over there.
Can you fix my pipe?
That's what John says all the time.